Hello everyone, this is Habibur Rahman from the team Ministry of Migraine. It's my pleasure to be here in Pharma InfoNet to share some thoughts on music and brain research. Is there a link between music and brain function? Of course, yes it is, there is a link. What is the link? What music can do to brain? And what is the importance of music in brain function? I'll discuss some of the basic facts about this topic in this presentation. Before getting into the topic, what brain is all about? Millions of neurons that are getting connected in a well-organized manner through synapses. From the infancy to childhood, there is a dramatic increase in the number of synapses that connect neurons in the brain. What neurons are? These are the specialized projections called the dendrites and axons. What the functions of these two? Dendrites bring information to the cell body and the axons take information away from the cell body. So there is an information flow from one neuron to another neuron across a synapse. Brain knows how to developmentally scaffold itself. If we take an example of language production and comprehension, in Broca's area, the region in brain for language production, it has been determined that when this particular area becomes myelinated, children are developing speech and grammar. In Wernicke's area, the center of language comprehension, myelination occurs 6 months before Broca's area even starts. This is very clever since you need to be able to understand language before you can produce it. Starting in early infancy, there is a rapid increase in the number of synapses or normal connections in the children's brain. So there is a continuous increase in number of synapses taking place during the development of brain. If you look at up to age 10, children's brain contain more synapses than any other time in their lives. Early childhood experiences fine-tune the brain synaptic connections. What music is doing to brain? When a rhythm of music, a piece of music coming in a different sense and entering into the brain, how it is getting processed inside the brain, which are the parts of the brain are getting activated, that is specifically getting activated as per the rhythm or melody, as per that processing we are learning. The language is produced and it is comprehended. There is a perception. The construction of perception is taking place due to the rhythmic nature of music and the processing of music by brain, or language of music, or music of language. So music effects are neurological, psychological, physical functioning in such areas as learning, language processing, emotional expression, memory, physiological and motor responses. These are the areas where music is getting more influenced. The left brain is involved with the general music ability in musicians, the perception and production of speech, the perception of rhythm, lyric performance during singing, and the temporal sequence of reading ability. On the other hand, if you look at right brain, what it does, right brain is involved with the processing of musical pitch, the control of sound intensity, identification of musical chords, melody perception. In non-musician, the visual recognition, singing, auditory pattern recognition, and expressive rhythmic and melodic behavior. These all things is controlled by the right brain. So whether language is produced from the music processing, this is a fact which everyone has to accept, that everybody is getting involved. They are doing some kind of activity when they are listening to some music. There may be laughter, there may be tears, there may be some kind of a moment is taking place due to that particular rhythm of the music. If you look at early childhood, in the first years of life, the brain is undergoing a rapid physical development. So what music can do to this physical development If the child is learning the language through some kind of a musical moment, when school-aged kids, when children begin school, the development of their mental capacities continues while they begin to experience larger social interpretation and the demands of more and more school works. Their music can play a constructive role in developing their perception and their interpretations. This is what a music can make a moment inside the brain. In case of adults, the link between music and brain function persists throughout the adult life. Even when the brain is done growing, the growth may be done for the brain, but the learning is never done for brain. Whenever there is an injury, music can help on the road to recovery. Let's look at some of the basic scientific researches which is taking place in music and brain function. So when a music is coming and it is going into your brain and there is a selective activation of cerebral lumbar or brainstem, how it can be imaged, what is the brain function is getting altered or what kind of a brain function is taking place can be imaged through some equipments like brain scans, MRI, functional MRI, magnetocephalography, superconducting quantum interference devices, PET scans, and electroencephalography. These are some of the imaging equipments can be used to study the brain function while you listen to music. Once the music is getting processed, what kind of emotional responses has been given away from an individual, from a species, from a human, from an animal? These all things can be studied through physiological tests and psychological tests. Something like blood pressure, hormone level, skin response, respiration rate, and electromyograms. Till now, the science has not found a specific music center in the brain because the way in which the brain processes the music is highly complex. There are a lot of people working on neuroscientific effect of music. Music engages the area of brain involved with paying attention, making prediction, and updating the events in the memory. This is what music does to the brain. When there is a peak brain activity occurring, during a short period of silence between a musical moment when seemingly nothing was happening, that's where there is a peak brain activity is happening. In a concert setting, for example, different individuals listen to pieces of music with wandering attention, but at the transition point between moments, their attention is arrested. If I put in a simple words how brain learns language, letters, and what the sounds or music is processed by brain, this is a simple reason that the way human brain learns and process music going to be the deciding authority how a man's behavior or how a culture of a particular group of community. We are having very diverse human community. These all due to the music and the movement. The music is how it is getting processed by your brain and the other brain or by your community or the other community. So the music is the initial point where we learn the language, then behavior, then the culture. These all things differ as per the musical processing or else music on brain function. So these are the reasons why I chosen this topic, music and brain function. So I feel if we have a single whole system of delivering a single music to every brain, so there will be the perception, the construction of perception will be similar. I feel the soul should sing in a more harmony and peace. With this, I can conclude my speech. The music brain research is very bright. Some kind of additional studies can be done to improvise the interest or else finding out what is the elements of music and how it affects your brain function. Something like to specify the effect of each of the components of music on specific areas of brain or the brain activity during emotional responses to music. to analyze the structural similarities between music and language. There is a lot of studies has been done already on this particular aspect, whether language of music or music of language, whether music found language or language found music. It is quite a complex and a very vast area for studying, or to study the neuromuscular effect of low frequency vibration and music, or to study the effect of music on retrieving your short and long term memory, because it's music and movement is related to something which is updating an event and storing in your memory so that it will be retrieved when and where it is necessary. So with this concluding thoughts, I feel to have more focused study on this particular music and brain research. Thank you.